Yes, it's the 5x5 late night. That sounded really corny. Let's start again. Hey, it's David, and it's the 5x5 late night. I'm gonna work on that. But how do you like the new intro music? I worked on it a little bit today, and I'm gonna twerk it a little bit and make it just right. Cause I got tired of using the other one because it was just kind of generic, and I wanted to make my one myself and incorporate the 5x5 name in it. But anyhow, it is the 5x5 late night show, and we're having a little early tonight because I have another show right after this one, and I meant to do this at 8 o'clock, but life happens, and I got turned around. I've been such a bum today. I haven't really did much of anything. It's so cold outside, so very cold, and so I didn't want to leave, but I actually had to. Well, I'll tell you why I had to leave, but I had to leave and because I needed to gas and some other stuff earlier this evening. So I did that, and then I said, okay, well, let's chat with the guys a little bit and see what's going on with them. You can always check the new blog. Really not new blog, new name. The 5x5, and the fives are numeric, just like on our Twitter. The 5x5.blogspot.com. You can check out all the old shows, stuff that you don't hear on the show, stuff that you don't see on the Facebook page, and everything's there. And of course, the Facebook page at the 5x5, it was completely spelled out. And then always you can hit me up on Twitter. So I hope you guys are having a good start to your new year. I guess mine is okay. I really haven't did anything. I was really blessed this year because I didn't work New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, or today, which is the day after New Year's Day, which was good. So I got to rest, but today is like my Sunday because tomorrow starts my work week. Although several places that called me today wanting me to work. Thing is, people will trick you with these phone numbers because they know I'll say no real quick. And I told them I'm not going to work during the holiday week. I think I did a week of Christmas because I wanted the overtime. But, the holiday weeks and things, I'm tired. I worked, I think the last two pay periods, I had anywhere from 20 to 35 hours of overtime. And while that is all good financially, when you make that extra money, you don't get to enjoy it because you're at work, or you're too tired to enjoy it because you've worked so much. So it's a it's not apples and apples. It's like you give up one thing to get another. But I'm glad you guys joined me tonight. Thanks for the 511 people who have followed the show. I do appreciate that. And if you guys could go to the Facebook page and like the page, like I said earlier, it was the 5x5 completely spelled out. But again, about these numbers, when people call you, and I know two numbers from my company that called, then a third company called, not their company, a third person called, asked me if I could cover a shift tonight. But here's the thing, you didn't leave a voicemail, I didn't recognize your number, and so I had to call you back because I'm not going to answer a number I don't. If you're not in my phone, then I don't know you. And then if you're not in my phone, I don't know you. You need to leave a message. So I just think that's completely ridiculous why people don't do that. But like when I call my friends and they don't answer the phone, the reason why I don't leave a message, because they know me, but because I'm in their phone, you know. So I guess people don't think like I do. But regardless of that, then just a while ago, a person that not that I mind talking to on the phone, they just irritate me a lot. And he is the king of switching numbers, and call me from a number because he knows sometimes I won't answer the phone. So I'll have him, I have like five of his numbers. I don't know if he's getting these Boost Mobile phones every other week. I don't know if he's trafficking drugs, but he always has a different phone number. I think he also uses that Magic Jack. And I guess you can get your own number just like some of the what's that one called? Text Free, EX, you can get that iOS app for your iPhone. You can generate a number from that if you don't want to use your regular phone number. And I guess also Google Talk. I don't know if Google Talk does that anymore, even though I have a Google Talk number. But I just think it's weird. So stop calling me either private or a number I don't recognize or from a number that you know that I want to answer. And so that's the thing. I answered the phone call tonight because I'm thinking it was work again from somebody I didn't know that wanted me to cover a shift. And it was him. And then the first thing, because this person wants to date me. And I'm not dating you because you don't want to keep a job. You don't want to get a job. You don't want to keep a job. Although I did say I was going to be open to dating, people who didn't meet all the criteria I have. I'm trying that, but this person, they had a chance years ago, screwed it up, and all I have to offer you is friendship. But when you're doing all this ducking and dodging and don't call me drunk, I don't like that kind of stuff. Stop playing with me. I don't got time for that. Anyhow, interesting show tonight. I think a few new songs that I looked that I downloaded today from ccmixer.com. So if anybody is looking for music, pod save music and commercial free music, free commercial use music, you can go to ccmixter.com and look at some of the artists they have on there. They have a lot of music, so check them out. And like, but so the title of today's episode is E is for Enemy. And don't get it twisted. I don't have any enemies. I don't, well, I have one or two enemies. An ex and an ex friend. And I don't really consider them enemies because, it's not like we're out to get each other. But every time I see the one, there's always fireworks or ready to kill each other. But that's because they're crazy and I'm not. But no, E is for enemy because I tried an e-cigarette today, but I was hoodwinked and bamboozled, and I don't appreciate it. And I don't know. So I'll tell you how that all come about. And also, we're going to talk about Green Bay Packers. It seems like football has gotten so gay, or has the kind of the gay scandals here lately. Will Aaron Rodgers answers the gay question, and also the Minnesota Vikings, Chris Clouie, I guess his name, Chris Clouie, he was fired because of supporting gay rights and gay advocacy. So we're going to talk about those two things and the reason why I did the show today because Miley Cyrus, although she doesn't have an E in her name, well, yes, she does. Miley, Miley, she has dissed the Queen Beyonce, and we all know how that turned out for Keisha Cole and Carrie Hilson. So stay tuned for all that, a little new music. And our first new song comes from one of my favorite CC Mixer artists, Snowflake, with Give It Up, Start Again. We'll be right back.
So
I might have to play that a couple more times before I decide if I like that one. She normally does really good stuff, but I don't know. She's the one. Remember the song that I kept on playing all Christmas long? The song called Peace and Noel? That's the same artist. So maybe she's changing it up a little bit. Anyhow, we're back, and this is the 5x5 Late Night, and I'm your host, David. Thank you for joining me this evening. Like I said, I'll be done before 11 o'clock because I have the crew show to do tonight. And Mr. Ken Bogle, who's in the chat room right now, he's going to be asking us if superpowers. If you could name three superpowers you could have, which ones would they be? So I think that's an interesting question. So I think I would have had different ones when I was a kid than I am now, but I'll talk about on the crew at 11 o'clock ish. So before we went to break, we were talking about how football has for some reason developed all these kind of gay scandals. And I was last remember last time I was telling you that Green Bay Packer quarterback that was, had the broken collarbone and stuff, Aaron Rodgers, how his personal assistant was kind of trying to out him on Twitter, you know, the roommates and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if they're roommates now, but they were before, but he was trying to out him because there was obviously trouble in paradise. So Mr. Rogers, he responded today. He's a good looking man. He kind of gives you that. He's not as cute as Ben Cohen, which I had to say, if you guys check the blog at the 5x5 at blogspot.com, I have a video that from like the outtakes of the behind the scenes from Ben Cohen's Attitude magazine. It's a gay magazine in the UK. It's a little video there where he cuts his shirt off and he has the biggest smile and he just like the nicest guy. I mean, like, why can't I find a boyfriend like him? You know, maybe he don't have to be as cute as he is, but that boy is kind of foreign, you know what I'm saying? But nevertheless, but you know, he is a big champion for gay rights and gay advocacy. So we like Mr. Cohen and he's cute. But recently, like I said, I told you about the kind of scandal about outing Aaron Rodgers, because the rumor is that he was going to be one of the several football players that was going to come out. There was come out like this past summer, but it never happened, or last spring, it never happened. And supposedly his, and I can't remember the guy's name, his personal assistant was mad about it. Personal assistant, he's been on Twitter wearing the football ring, champion, I guess the Super Bowl championship ring and all that stuff. And then he start, I guess they something happened, he got mad, and so he started tweeting, you know, kind of alluding. Although when I read the tweets, and I read that to you guys a few episodes ago, what the tweets were, it didn't seem as like they were too exposing to me. You'd have to really, 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 really be reading into it to figure out what he was talking about. But if he was, shame on him. Stop tripping. But today or yesterday, Aaron Rodgers says about the gay rumors. He says, I'm just going to say I'm not gay. He said that to ESPN. He said, I really, really like women. That's all I can really say about that. Okay, that's fine. I understand that, but I could have done without one of those reallys about liking women, you know, because if you're not gay, then you're not gay. Sometimes inaction speaks more than action on that type of thing. He goes on to say there's always going to be silly stuff out there in the media which you can't worry too much about, and I don't. So just keep on trucking. I think professional should be professional and personal is personal. See, this is when he should have kept, to me, and this is just an opinion, this is when he should have kept his mouth shut, because me like, oh, okay. You kind of put that, you know, what's professional is professional and what's personal is personal, which I do believe that. But I don't think you could have added that and you could have lost a really. But if you're not gay and you're saying you're not gay, then you're not gay, because I don't chase straight boys. I know a few people who do, but not me. Then I read another article. I found some the years ago. I used to have a subscription to Instinct magazine, or I'd pick it up at Barnes and Noble. But I just read most of the stuff online now. I guess they just make money from advertisements because I don't think I'll ever physically own a magazine. The thing is, prior to Christmas, my nephew, you know how the little schools do these fundraisers. When I was in school, all you was able to sell was those World Finest chocolate bars, and that was it. They might have threw, when I went to high school, we sold pizzas. It was the dumbest thing I've ever said. And I think I sold two, and that was one to my mom and one to my grandma. we sold pizza in high school, but also they had candy bars. But I remember just selling the World's Finest chocolate. Now they have these elaborate magazines that you pick stuff out, and the stuff is so highly priced. I remember one time when my niece was younger, when she was still in grade school, she had so I wanted some wrapping paper. Has a really cute wrapping paper. When I tell you that couldn't wrap a CD. What I paid $20 for, and it's one little sheet of paper, and it came with a bow. You got the wrapping paper, and it came like with a ribbon or and a name tag or something. It barely wrapped one CD case, and I was like, I need my money back. So that therefore, I don't order stuff for anybody's kids. Normally, like my Girl Scout cookies that, oh, and it's time for Girl Scout cookies. It's Girl Scout cookie time. One of my friends just posted on Facebook that her daughter's selling girl. Is it that time yet? I didn't think they started that until like March. Did they move it up? But Girl Scout cookies, I eat all the Thin Mints I can eat and I get sick. And then there's the other one. It's a Samoa. And then they have like a little lemon cookie that's really good. But regardless of that, they're selling them now. I normally get my Girl Scout cookies out in front of Walmart with the little girls sitting at the back, sitting at, in the little table. That's where I get mine at. I don't, I said mine, get mine at Girl Scout cookies. But anyhow, my nephew, he this is prior to Christmas. I guess they was doing a fundraiser, and I guess it had some Christmas stuff in it. I didn't order any Christmas stuff, but I did, and I still have it. It's so funny. I just found today I was doing a little housekeeping, and I found this, and it says "Do not throw away." It almost went into the garbage, and I forgot that I paid $15 for a magazine subscription that I never filled out the information. No, it had to be $15. 15 or 25, and it's still here. So I'm gonna fill that out. So I will. I can't say I never will. I will order a magazine from them. I think I'm gonna get Entertainment Weekly, because you can get a lot of good celebrity gossip and stuff in there. So, but I just found that today. But that's the only thing. But I won't order anything else. He guilted me, and that's one thing that my niece and my nephew have been really good at doing is guilting their uncle into spending more money than he'd like to on anything. But regardless of all of that, Instinct Magazine, like I said, I had a subscription to that years ago. But I catch a lot of stuff on their website now. And so the other football player that he wasn't, the scandal's not about him being gay. The scandal is he was fired for pro-gay advocacy. He plays for the Minnesota Vikings. He's a punter, Chris Cluey. Clue, I'm probably saying it, Chloe. I'm probably saying it wrong. And Chris is kind of cute. If you go to instinct.com, you can see the picture, and I also have a picture on my blog as well. And here's the statement that the Minnesota Vikings gave just the other day. The Minnesota Vikings were made aware of Chris Cluey's allegations for the first time today. We take them very seriously and will thoroughly review this matter. The team has long respected our players' and associates' individual rights, and as Chris has specifically stated, Vikings ownership supports and promotes tolerance. So here's the scoop. The scoop is, let me find it, because Chris is saying that he, since he does a lot of support or gives a lot of support to gay marriage, gay rights, he is a coach. He said, throughout the months of September, October, November, Minnesota Vikings special teams coordinator, here it is, Mike Prefer, will use homophobic language in my presence. He had not done so during mini camps or fall camps that year, nor had he done so during the 2011 season. He would ask me if I had written any letters defending, quote unquote, the gays recently and denounced as disgusting the idea that two men would kiss, and he would constantly belittle or demean any idea of acceptance or tolerance. I tried to, he, Chris says, I try to laugh these off while also responding with the notion that perhaps they were human beings who deserve to be treated as human beings. Mike Prefer, this coach guy, also said on multiple occasions that I would wind up burning in hell with the gays, and the only truth was Jesus Christ and the Bible. He said all this in a semi-joking tone, and I responded in kind as I felt a yelling match with my coach over human rights would greatly diminish my chances of remaining employed. I felt uncomfortable each time Mike Prefer said these things. After all, he was directly responsible for reviewing my job performance, but I hope that after the vote concluded in Minnesota, his behavior would taper off and eventually stop. It is his belief, based on everything that happened over the course of 2012, that I was fired by Mike Prefer, a bigot who didn't agree with the cause I was working for, and two cowards. I guess these are assistants Leslie Frazier and Rick Spielman, both of whom knew I was a good punter and remain a good punter for the foreseeable future, as my numbers over 8-year career has shown, but who lacked the fortitude to disagree with Mike Prefer on a touchy subject matter. He was fired Monday at the conclusion of their season. I guess they're not going to the Super Bowl. And how do you respond to a difficult situation to find your character? Well, that's what Chris said. He said one of the main coaching points I've heard throughout his career was how you respond to a difficult situation defines your character. I think that's true. I think if you, I think it's true. I believe that, even though I don't necessarily do it in my own personal life, but I think that's a good, saying. So, this person obviously can be the coach of the whole team. Not just the punting coach. It's inexcusable that somebody would use his status as a teacher and role model to proselytize, is that how you pronounce that? On behalf of his own doctrine of intolerance. And I hope he never gets another opportunity to pass an example along to anyone else. So we'll find out if Chris will get his job back, or somebody else will pick him up. But 8 years for being in the Super Bowl, being football that kind of long, I don't know. Not too sure. But I thought that was kind of interesting that he had that to say about, being fired for his work and support of gays and gay rights. But enough of football. I'm not that butch and really don't care about football that much. I will watch. If there's a cute Super Bowl party, I will go to it if I'm not working. But which I probably am working because that's on a Sunday. But anyhow, we're going to take another quick break, and we're going to come back, and we will talk about my e-cigarette debacle. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Charlie. I fight fires and I save lives.
My name's Renee. I'm a cardiologist. I save lives.
My name's Anthony. I'm an EMT. I save lives.
You don't have to be a professional to save a life. Firefighters, doctors, and others save lives. You can too. Don't wait. To learn more about the warning signs and how you can help prevent suicide, visit save.org. In a crisis, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK.
Some suggestion, no. It's the reason that I can't. get so much. Cause girl, you're something special. Not just some suggestion, no. Girl, you're something special.
Something special.
It's the reason that I care so much. Girl, you're something special. You can't keep running away, baby.
No, no, no.
Cause there ain't nowhere you could ever truly hide. Would you rather live pretending, believing you can win, and so you end up crying every single night? When will you open up your eyes, pretty baby? When will you let go of your oh-so-foolish pride? Be afraid to die, just take a chance and try.
Cause all we have is
what we are inside. Life is gonna test you, baby. And people are gonna stress you, baby. And I just only hope and pray you understand. The girl is something special, it's not a question, not just some suggestion, no. It's the reason that I care so much. Cause girl is something special, not just some suggestion, no. You're something special.
Something special.
It's the reason that I care so much. Girl, you're something special. Life is gonna test you, baby. And people are gonna stress you, baby. And I just only hope and pray you understand. Girl, you're something special. It's not a question, not just some suggestion, no. It's the reason that I care so much. Life is gonna test you, baby. And people are gonna stress you, baby. And I just only hope and pray you understand. The girl is something special.
She's obviously really something special because he was letting her know. Catch it. Welcome back, guys. This is David from the 5x5, and this is the 5x5 Late Night. So, today, I'm sorry, I was eating Bugles. Today, I get a package in the mail. I'm like, oh, somebody sent me a present. So, it was a little box. It was black. And I'm like, oh, okay, all right. But then I realized it was from my company. I'm like, oh, they need to send me some more coupons. And there's a company called Mark 10. You can go to, I think it's mark10.net or mark10.org. And it's an e-cigarette company. And I've been getting correspondence. I didn't even sign up for this company, so I don't even know where or how they got my address. Because I never sign up for stuff online like cigarette stuff or tobacco products. I don't know if somebody put my name in or, you know, if you're buying cigarettes at the store and they grab that information off your credit card, your name and stuff. I don't know how they do it. But they had been sending me coupons and stuff. But I never, you know, really paid much attention to it. And so I get this little package. And I'm like, oh, okay. This is cool. It's not coupons. So I open it up. And so there's a little, there looks like a cigarette inside and a charger. I'm like, oh, wow. They're sending out free e-cigarettes and chargers to get you to use their product. And so I was all happy, came down here and, you know, I plugged it all in. And I'm like, wait a minute, where's the filter? Because, you know, they have these little filter cartridges that hold, I guess, the vapor and the nicotine. And I don't even know how all that stuff works. But that wasn't in there with it. It was just the bottom part, which is the battery. And I'm like, oh, y'all, because it had a little light on, looked like an ember. I'm like, oh, y'all really tricked me. Y'all got me. But up under all that, there was a coupon for $6. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, well, surely this stuff has to be really, really expensive. I'm reading a little stuff about it because, you know, I didn't make a resolution. I just said that I was going to work on not smoking this year. And I, because that, you know, That's one of those things that I think when you're ready to quit, you just quit, or something happens and you have to quit just because something happens. But regardless of all that, that's what I said. I said, I will work on trying that. So maybe this is the universe's way of telling me this is your opportunity to go e-cigarette. So I'm like, oh, okay, that'll work, that'll work, that'll work. And so I had to go to the store anyhow, because I need some gas, some other things. I was like, well, I'll go down to the gas station and I'll see if they actually sell Mark 10. And I'm thinking it's either divine intervention or something, because on the door, this is the only go to one or two gas stations in town. This one that I normally go to is the one I go to all the time. And this is my gas station. You know, I know all the workers there. I get my gas there. It's, well, I ain't gonna say where it is, but it's called Chuckles. And but it's just there. It's convenient. And it's by account a lot of stuff, so I can just swoop in and swoop out. I normally go there on the way to work. Anyhow, and they had a big old sign, Mark 10 cigarette products sold here. E-cigarette products sold here. I'm like, oh, snap. So I don't have to ask. And so I get up there, and the cashier, I kind of chit chat with her. I said, well, I need to look at your Mark 10 stuff, because this says $6 off a package or a pack of cartridges. So to me, I've seen other places that have sold, our friends that have bought these e-cigarettes, and the e-cigarette, there's like three or four, maybe five cartridges in a pack. Well, this only had one. But the really surprising thing was, it was just one in there. It was just one cartridge and another battery. I'm like, that's awful strange. And so, but it was only $9, and either 9.49 or 9.69. I don't have my receipt in front of me, so I don't remember. But it was nine something. And I'm like, oh, so if I give you my coupon, it's only gonna be like three something. And so she's like, yeah, you should use that. I just got one in the mail too. She's like, don't you want menthol? Because I smoke menthol. Girl, I don't smoke menthol. Why do black people think you that all black people smoke menthol? I know one time I went to a to get cigarettes. Now, the guy knew I smoked, but I guess he had forgot which ones I smoked. So he automatically put some menthol Newports on the thing. I'm like, what's that? He's your cigarette's mine. It's one of these errant places. I'm like, no, I don't smoke menthol. You smoke the menthol. Don't all the brothers smoke the menthol? No, all the brothers don't smoke the menthol. But I have a long menthol story. I'm not gonna get into it right here, but that's what he said. but no, so I get it, and so I get home. I'm ready to use my little thing, because remember, I'd already charged the battery up. So I get home and I plugged it up. Mark 10 pulled a fast one on me. They said the most realistic cigarette, e-cigarette out there in the market, blah 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 blah. Which I'm going to give it a fighting chance. Just because I don't like something right now, don't mean I won't like it in 2 weeks. But I felt like I was, I don't know. And they're talking, they're toying, their four whole technology was, it's an easier drag, I guess, to make it seem like you're getting more. But I felt it like going in my chest, and it felt weird. I'm like, y'all already trying to kill me because I'm smoking plastic. So yeah, but you know, I'm gonna try it. So I'm not gonna completely say no to it. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna give it a fighting chance. So tomorrow, I'm gonna take it to work with. I'm leaving my. I do have a regular pack of cigarettes, but I'm gonna take it to work with me tomorrow, and I'm gonna use that exclusively. Maybe I'll start tomorrow morning. I'll start tomorrow morning, and I will use it exclusively all day. Now, I don't know how long this charger works. I mean, I have two chargers now, but I don't know how long the cartridge lasts. So, if anybody knows anything about e-cigarettes, you can let me know, because I do not know. But you know, we'll try it out, and I'll keep you guys up on my progress. It's really kind of, but thing is, they dress this little box up in this red and black, and I'll use that as the show picture, and it'll be on the blog as well. And this, like, it's kind of so cool and neat. But there's places I've seen that they don't let you even smoke the e-cigarettes in, well, stores and bars and stuff, because like we passed an ordinance last year that there's no more smoking in bars in the city that I live in, and so. I don't know. We'll have to go from there. But if you guys want to check them out, if you are a smoker and you're struggling with nicotine addiction, they're so funny because they put it on the box that nicotine is very highly addictive. You can go to Mark 10 or Google Mark 10 and sign up, and you can get on the mailing list, and maybe they'll send you the free charger USB thing, because no telling, because they have coupons inside the box, the actual cartridge package for $5 off a charging device. So I already had a little USB charging thing, so I just hooked it up to my computer, but we'll see. I don't know how it's gonna last, and I'm not gonna try. I want to try it early in the day because it felt real funny, and I get strange about taking stuff I don't know about at nighttime, just like eating Burger King onion rings after 9. I can't do it because they try to kill me one night. Anyhow, we're gonna take one more break, and we're gonna come back and wrap up with how Beyonce was dissed by Miley Cyrus. You won't believe it.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
Loser. A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk.
We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Message. Or walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
And welcome back to the 5x5 Late Night. I am David, and we are sitting here chatting about some different things. We talked about the gay scandals going on in football, and I talked about my e-cigarette challenge. That was the enemy because they fooled me and made me spend more money that I wasn't going to spend. But thank you, Mark 10, for giving me a $6 coupon. I'm not going to hate on you for that. Thank you guys for joining me. So, here is the tea. I'm just reading Perez Hilton's website today, and it had Miley Cyrus disrespects Beyonce. This is her music, her body, and reign as queen. Read the controversial quotes here. Now, let me say something about Miley Cyrus. Either this is a publicity stunt, making these comments about Beyonce, but she needs to be very careful, because if you know when Keisha Cole made those comments about Beyonce, how Keisha Cole how Keisha Cole said something about Beyonce, and she said something about Michelle for Destiny's Child during the Super Bowl, and then when Beyonce came up with that Bow Down song, how when she dissed Beyonce, nobody messed with Keisha Cole no more. Is she even still in Atlanta? You know, she needed to change her name to J. Cole. Maybe somebody buy her album, but supposedly she has a new song out or something, but the B stands aren't having it. And also, remember when Carrie Hilson wrote that diss song about Beyonce and Ciara about, what, 5-6 years ago? It was, Get My Swag On, that swag was a swag remix, Got My Swag On remix or something like that. And she was talking about she's getting old, she needs to sit down and have some babies. She can dance, she can sing, but you didn't move, take it to the left. Talking about she writes her songs and stuff, but she was really talking about Ciara. But the B stands are like, yeah, you threw Beyonce in there, we're not having you either. And Carrie Hilson, nobody's seen her since. She wouldn't marry some football dude, and she's not even the recording to it. And I actually like Carrie Hilson, I actually do. I love Pretty Girl Rock, and I like the album Intuition, used to be my jam, but you just can't mess with Beyonce for some reason. People say it's the Illuminati, that if you mess with Beyonce. Remember during the Super Bowl, after she finished singing All the Power Went Out, and if you go on YouTube and you type in Beyonce Illuminati, all this crazy nonsense comes up. Although I will say, some of the imagery in some of the videos, even these last 17 videos that she released with a new album, you look at them and you kind of feed into that craziness and the Freemasonry imagery. And I'm like, oh, is that an image? Because one thing I thought was actually odd, and I don't know why she would have this in a video, the song Blow. And I'm not talking about Beyonce, I'm just making an observation. So stands, I'm a B stan, so don't Illuminati me. She in the video Blow, you know, the two twins that are in all the videos now, starting back when she did the live performance of Run the World Girls on the Billboard Music Awards, which kind of was crazy. It was very, very good, but people said she's copying stuff, but she really didn't. But they're in the video, of course they're in a lot of the videos, and they're like in all these kind of, they have these devil eyes and vampire teeth, and it looks very, very weird. I'm like, why would you have that in there? You know, that's very strange, because, you know, Blow is the throwback sound song on the album, and I'm like, that's kind of odd. Then you have the, if you look at Mine, the imagery, and I'm sure if I look it up, somebody will say something, they'll make it into something, where she's holding that kind of that white statue on her lap, and then she puts a thing in front of her face, and you just have to watch it. But I love them. I don't know if I'm being brainwashed or not. But anyhow, so Miley, you know, Miley from is Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter. It's Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter. And, you know, she had that Hannah Montana thing, and she was doing real good, Disney big star. Then she has some good songs. And I don't hate Miley until now. You cannot speak about Queen Bee in the way that you're speaking about her. And so the article on PerezHilton.com says, looks like Miley Cyrus is about to get stung hard by the beehive for these comments. In an interview, I guess, that she did for Love, the magazine, Miley says she has no love for Beyonce, who in her estimation is out and tired in the music industry. Excuse me, she just released the album with no promotion, and it's like $1.5 million right now, copies sold right now. And so this is a quote from the interview. She says, Beyonce has been a big inspiration to me, but she's been out for such a long time. I think out has been being around for such a long time. She's so talented, and I think she's at the top of the game now, but people are always looking for new blood, and that's what I bring to the game now, new blood. But is Miley, are you really that new? Just because you was, you know, hooching around with, what's the boy, Robin Thicke on the VMAs and being all dirty and trying to bring them a Madonna vibe that obviously didn't work, but it got you attention, but it didn't work. I got the total package, you know, the curves, the rhythm, and the voice. I'm just the best. I'm all for people being confident in their abilities and loving themselves, but I draw the line at delusion. You're not the best. Because really the urban community is not checking for your music. The one thing Beyonce does have, she has the urban community, she has the pop community, and she has that urban adult contemporary crowd. I don't know who's checking for you and all that mess you pulled on the VMAs, and say you have curves, you're flat chested, and there's a Tumblr page dedicated to how her butt looked in those booty shorts. Anyhow. And so, and then the article went on to say is, we're almost positive that Miss Cyrus had to have done this interview before Queen Bee's secret album chart takeover in early December. So they're giving her the benefit of the doubt. But then she took it a step further, and she says, and she brings the baby into the mix. She says, as Beyonce grows old, she didn't say grows old. As Beyonce grows in motherhood and all that crap it does to your body, it will create a vacuum for fresh young faces to rise up, and no one else can properly fit that void right now. I guess she's talking about the kind of sex kitten, diva, super mega pop star. Hello, Adele. You know, Adele's actually having a baby, I think. But Adele slayed them all last year at the Grammys. Slayed. And she's not the cookie cutter image of the pop female artist out there. There's a lot of them. Katy Perry, Pink, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera. You know, there's a lot of those girls that are fit and sexy and all that kind of good stuff. Only one that I give any real credit to is Pink. But girl, please have a seat, because I don't think Beyonce, if you look at the videos, and this is all post Blue Ivy, Beyonce's body is flawless. Although that adds a little bit of, did she really carry the baby or not? Because you know that all that drama when she was, because you know Wendy Williams was on it, when Beyonce sat down on one particular interview, the whole little bump flattened out. But I think it was a puckle or a little something in her dress or something. So, but you know, they said she didn't carry it. And so my sister and I was watching one. No, my niece and I was watching one of the videos, and I'm like, there's no stretch marks. It must be nice to have money to work on all that stuff, because I think Beyonce's is smaller now than she ever has been. Because I thought, because you know she's a hippie girl, you know, she definitely has curves, and I was thinking, well, once she starts having babies, she's gonna flare up at the bottom, because I figured that she'd look like her mom. But no, Beyonce's body is flawless, just like the song "She Woke Up Like This." It's true, she woke up like that. And anyhow, she says, I'm the only white female singer that could fill that slot right now and do it right now, you know. I'm just the total package, you know. All things must start and end. I hope to have the same success as other icons in the game when my run is over, but for now my run is just starting. I don't see it, you know. I think you're doing a little bit of stuff. You're not even Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus. You know, because here lately, everything Katy Perry touches is gold. You're not even Rihanna. Seriously. But anyhow, all she needs to do is listen to Flawless a couple times, and then she'll get the clue that Beyonce is the one and only true diva. True diva. Oh, hey, Jeremy, about time you made it to the chat room, and we're just about ready to end the show because your butt was late. You were late. We talked about gay football. We talked about alleged gay football players. We talked about, who was the other guy? Chris Cluey from the Minnesota Vikings, who is a gay advocate that was fired from his punting position on the team because of his idiot coach. And then, of course, we've been talking about Beyonce and Miley Cyrus and them. And what else? Oh, and I had a boo, whatever. I had a, I got my first e-cigarette today. So I'm going to challenge myself to use that in the coming days, starting tomorrow. So what are you guys doing? In about 30 minutes, we will be going live on the crew. So Jeremy, if you want to pop over there, we'll be over there for a bit. That's thecrewshow.net, or you can catch it here on Spreaker with your Spreaker app. I hope you went and followed the page. I don't know if Ken's with us, and I haven't seen Donovan all. I haven't talked to Donovan all day, so I don't know if we're gonna if he's around or not. Hopefully he is. But let's see what we're gonna do. We're gonna take. I was gonna make it a complete hour, so we will take a quick break. We'll be right back, and then we'll wrap up. I actually like that song. I play it a lot. But like I said, I have new music coming soon once I get it all up, downloaded and uploaded and all that kind of good stuff. But I want to thank you guys for joining me tonight. So sorry we're doing it early. We normally do it a little bit later, but like I said, we have a crew show at 11 o'clock, so you guys can all hop over there, and we'll be chatting with the boys, Donovan from the Off Limits Show and Ken from the Ken Bogle Talk Show, both on Spreaker.com. And it should be an interesting show tonight. I don't think I have anything else, so stay tuned for my updates on, I'm going to call it the Mark 10 Project, and that's that whole e-cigarette thing that I'm trying to do. And you know, these the show doesn't seem as long when you're drinking. And did I tell you, yes, I think I said last night, I had got another bottle of wine, and as soon as I clicked on the little wine opener thing, it broke. All of it completely fell to pieces, and then I thought I had jerry-rigged it so it would work. And so when I put it back in the wine, the little stopper part fell to the bottom. So I wasted about, I don't know, 1/8 of the bottle in wine. What you gonna do? You should never waste good liquor. Not that it was all that good, but it was all right. All right, guys, I'll probably be back tomorrow night. You know, tomorrow is starts my work week. So I'll probably be back tomorrow night after I get off work with a little bit more gossip, a little bit more stories, and, you know, how I do on the late night show. And maybe I'll have a drink or two. But you know what? I've been getting headaches. I didn't have a headache today because I didn't drink that much last night. But I've been getting headaches after like 2-3 glasses of wine the next day. And they last all day. And it's not like one of those headaches that's like, oh my God, I have a migraine. It's like those really annoying, right up under your eye socket, eyelid type of headaches so that's a hangover headache to me. It might not be to you guys. People like Jeremy, they can just drink like that and they never get a headache. Anyhow, thank you guys. I'm here, you're here, and we're here, and we're all 5x5. We'll see you next time.